Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five.
To the end zone, drives his way in. Virginia Tech has won it in six overtimes.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Scott Wetzel today in for Lisi right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Good to have you with us here as we start a new week. And we have our participants in the national title game, and not a surprise at all as the SEC comes through. Scott, good to have you with me today, my man. How are you, buddy?
Not bad. How you doing on this Monday afternoon?
We're doing great, Scott. The whole house is sick except for me. I'm trying to combat it all and stay through it. and I got to listen. You know, I was stuck at home the entire weekend with everybody sick in the house, and got to watch all these bowl games, so very amped up. And we'll start, obviously, Scotty, with the semifinal games. And I hit this point home to Joe a bunch of times last week. These games are never good. And sure enough, on Friday night, when we're all hoping maybe we get one of them to be good, Alabama and Georgia, they just absolutely cleaned the clock again. I mean, Cincinnati and Michigan, they had no shot, Scotty, no shot.
Yeah, it is amazing how these games tend out to be clunkers more so than that. And I hear people say, well, that's the reason why you don't have to add more teams. But, you know, in the end, I always say, Mike, you know, in the NFL, we'll say, you know, I know it's going to be Green Bay and maybe Tampa Bay, right, in the NFC. I know it's probably going to be Buffalo right. or Kansas City in the AFC. But, you know, no one's calling for only four teams to make the postseason in the NFL.
Right.
So, you know, why are we doing it for college football? I mean, we can have blowouts or we can have, you know, great games. What's the difference? You know, I mean, to add more teams, it would have more intrigue and more eyes to the TV sets. You know, these games, this is not football. Some of this stuff, that Ohio State or Utah game. I know in the end it was, you know, a great final score, but that was a joke. Half the kids aren't playing in these games. No one's playing any defense whatsoever. Everyone's running trick plays and everything. That's not college football. That was a bad product we got this year. There were only a handful of games from start to finish that were really competitive and close and had any kind of intrigue. Most were either boring or lopsided. You know, I can't help but think that if you had semifinal games or quarterfinal games, you know, even like the old 1AA with 30 teams getting in, yeah. There'd be people in the stands. These stadiums were empty outside of a handful of games on January 1st. The stadiums were empty. No one's going to these games because they're meaningless.
Nobody
so,
cares.
I don't know. You're, nobody cares.
You're yeah. so right. Nobody cares. And we're going to get to that Rose Bowl game, which you're right. It was zany. It was wild. But there was a lot of weird stuff going on in that game as well. I listened to Saban this morning too, because they go right to him. Well, and he's of course starts banging the drum. Well, you're right. This is why we expand the playoff. If I'm not the one to make the decisions for the college football playoff, but You know, we just had two blowouts for the four best teams. What's going to happen if we have 8 or 12? At least we'll get a couple competitive games, Nick. You know, that at least maybe we'll get it. Here's Nick's problem, Scott. He knows that right now he only has to win two games to get there. And even though he's going to be so much better than the other teams, he doesn't want to take the chance that maybe in four games he might get picked off by somebody. That's Nick's
problem. Yeah. That's true. He doesn't want to risk anything. You know, he just knows it's Alabama, and I got an easy schedule for the most part. As crazy as that sounds in the SEC, he wins a couple of games and he's in. And I got to tell you, you know, that's the one game that, Mike, that the ball bounced the right way twice in Cincinnati's favor. Maybe it would have been a different outcome. You know, when the Alabama receiver drops the muff punt, and there's three Cincinnati players there, and a couple of Alabama ones, obviously, and, you know, since he recovers it, they get the football inside the 15-yard line. Maybe they tied the game at 10-10. You know, and then on the interception, you know, if the guy is able to run in stride on that interception, he had the whole right sideline to go down the field. If he wouldn't have scored, he would have gotten it well into the red zone. But instead, he's got to dive for the interception. They get it at midfield, and they go like 6 yards backwards, and they're punting the football at the three downs. So it's like, you know, if he would have, if that ball would have gone 1 yard longer, he kind of caught it in stride. And so the two plays that, you know, you need a little bit of luck when you're an underdog like they were. They didn't get it, but that game was a little bit closer than the Michigan one, which was just a farce.
It was a little closer, but I thought the one thing we saw was Cincinnati, who everybody screamed and yelled. They wanted him in the game. They wanted to give him a chance, give the little guy one. I thought you saw the offense just, they couldn't compete with Alabama's defense. Like, that was the one thing. Like, you just said it. The two things you mentioned that maybe could have went right for them was a defensive touchdown, possibly, and a huge special teams play. That their offense was completely dominated and non-existent. They couldn't move the football. They actually did the first drive of the game, which they got down inside the 10-yard line. Saban calls a timeout, and it's like they barely got a first down the rest of the game. It was amazing what happened there for Cincinnati. But their offense, just their defense could hang. I'll give them that. Their defense was able to hang around with Alabama in that game, but their offense just did not have a prayer on that field in Dallas on Friday night. So we'll talk about these games. We'll start to look ahead to Georgia-Alabama. I mean, Georgia -3 here. They've already been whacked by Alabama once. Georgia -3 as we sit a week away from the title game. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Scott Wetzel in for Lisi today right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Scott Wetzel in for Lisi today right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us. So we talked about how Cincinnati, at least, you know, was somewhat competitive, at least defensively. You had the great lines, guy. You weren't kidding about Michigan. You talk about not even showing up. I mean, can somebody let them know there was a game in Miami on Friday night? All the hype. Michigan's back. They finally beat Ohio State. I'm such a dope, Scott. I even bought in. I bought into the whole little magic carpet ride for Harbaugh. This is the year. He finally beats them. He wins the Big Ten. He's going to get it. Georgia just got whacked by Alabama. Man, what a moron I am. I should have known. I knew it, too. I say it all year long. The two best teams are always at the end. I can't believe, Scott, that I let myself think that Michigan was going to beat Georgia on Friday night.
Oh, yeah, me too. I said, I don't even need the 7.5, 8 point. Give me on the money line. They're winning this thing outright, you know? Absolutely. Out of the 8 units, right, Cincinnati offense, defense, Alabama offense, defense, Georgia, Michigan offense, defense, I think I'm most disappointed. Cincinnati's offense is a pretty close second, but I think I'm most disappointed in that Michigan defense. I mean, right down the field, it's twice, as soon as Georgia got the ball, it was over. I mean, at least Cincinnati put up a little bit of a fight and came down and scored after Alabama scored on its opening possession. I mean, 14-0 blink of an eye. I mean, just right. They made Stetson Bennett look like, the greatest thing in the world, thrown for 313 yards, 3 touchdowns. Oh, that was just awful. Just, and Harbaugh's got that, in the headlights, look on the sidelines. I mean, just, give me some, do something, please. Get a technical foul. Get a penalty, personal foul. Do something. I mean, just, wow. Awful performance.
It was
just
ugly. Awful. And I bet it stinks. He's not that good. And Michigan let Bennett run through them all night long, just throwing the ball everywhere. And here's the other thing ESPN tried to do on Friday night. They had to validate that this kid Hutchinson was a Heisman finalist.
What a joke.
It wouldn't stop with him. Meanwhile, he was getting pancaked by the Georgia left tackle every other play. The kid was laying on his back. But because he came out of nowhere, and 2 weeks before the Ohio State game, had anybody even heard of Aiden Hutchinson? And you heard of him before that Ohio State game. He suddenly becomes a finalist for the Heisman, and then absolute no show. Did he touch Stetson Bennett on Friday night? Did he touch him once? I don't think he did. I don't think he touched him once, Scott. It was embarrassing. Oh,
listen. If he had COVID, Stetson Bennett wouldn't have to worry about him because he didn't even breathe on him, let alone touch him.
Oh,
yeah, it just
goodness.
Embarrassing. Oh, I don't know if it can't be because Michigan's that much worse or Cincinnati's that much worse or some of these other semifinals. I really think, Mike, it has a lot to do with the fact that these guys haven't played football in a month. I'm not a big proponent of this month-off thing. I just think that takes these teams out of whack I don't know. There's got to be some explanation why we have so many mismatches. I mean, that wasn't even close. 34-11 does not give the justice of how one-sided that game was.
Nope. That you're right. The score does not do that game justice. That game was a lot more than 34-11. The second half, as usual, like all these other college
Georgia
football
games,
semifinal games.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just Georgia was just sitting there, just running the clock out. That's all they were doing.
They've done that this year. I was telling someone, I was sitting on the under 45 and a half or 46 you went up to.
Yeah.
And I told somebody, I said, listen, you know what? You got your under ticket. It's not over. If you go back to Georgia games this year, when they would go up by like 30 points at halftime, games would still go under because they would just sit on the ball second half. They wouldn't, try and put 50, 60 points on the board. And the same thing happened in this game.
What bothered me the most was, and the one thing that I wanted to see, and now we're getting to the national title game, and I still haven't seen it once this year. Georgia's played, 14 football games now? Just once. Can somebody make that offense actually have a little pressure in the fourth quarter where they need to go and get a big score? Just once. I want to see the immortal Stetson Bennett have to go and bring his team down the field, down 7 in the fourth quarter. I haven't seen it once this year. Nobody can provide me that drama, Scott. I want to see this great Georgia offense actually win them a football game, but their defense never lets them have to do that. They're that good. Yeah. They never let them have to do that. It's amazing. It's just simply amazing.
The one time they needed to do a little time management, clock management, a little pressure at halftime. They let the clock run out. It's like, what are you doing? You got a head coach who's a bozo. He's got a timeout. Oh. He's not calling a timeout. He's yelling at the quarterback to hurry up, hurry up. The quarterback's looking there like he's blind. And meanwhile, they run one play in like the final 50 seconds at midfield. Now, the game, it was 27-3, but, you know, you never know. I mean, that goes to show that who knows what would happen in, God forbid, a close game at the end of the game, regardless of, you know, being a run a halftime play.
And you mentioned the time off, and I think that that also speaks to, like, just expanding this thing. And I don't care about these other stupid bowls that they try to sell you like they matter. And we'll talk about this maybe after the next break once we get into the Ohio State game and stuff. Half these kids don't want to play in these games now anyway. They all leave. The kids that matter don't even play in these other games. Let's at least get to 12, where we're playing every week through the month of December. These teams that maybe get hot, like let's say a Michigan did, beating Ohio State and beating Iowa in the title game, they don't get cold for 3.5 weeks before they play a team like Georgia. Let's have them playing every week in a playoff. Maybe the kids on the 12 playoff teams won't skip town and go, you know, get ready for the draft 6 months before it happens. Like, I just, they got to expand this thing. I don't care that these games are blowout every year, Scott. Just expand the thing already. Give us more games that matter. That's what matters.
Yeah. And then that's it. You know, and I don't know why they can't incorporate, listen, if the Bulls want to be part of it, great. You want to put it on the campuses, I understand that. I get it. Most of the campuses might be empty because this is generally when kids are, you know, out of session, but anything is better than what they have right now. If not for the four-letter network ponying up the money, these bowls would not be able to survive on the attendance. I mean, even here in New York at the Pinstripe Bowl, they announced 21,000. I'll eat my hat if there were 21,000 at that place. I mean, it only seats 45,000. I mean, so it's not like it's a huge stadium. There were maybe, I've seen more games, let's put it this way, Mike, I've seen more people at a Miami Marlins home game than I saw at Yankee Stadium. For that
I agree.
Game. There were like maybe 5,000 people there. Maybe.
Not even. Yeah. I don't even think there was 5,000 people in the place. There's no, and that's not just that game. That goes for all of these games. And honestly, it's the ones that didn't have SEC teams, really. Like you watch some of the games on Saturday, obviously the Rose Bowl was packed, and even though that Outback Bowl had a lot of people in it in Tampa for Penn State and Arkansas, the big ones do, but like that Sun Bowl was a joke. I know they had to switch the teams out, and Miami wasn't there. There was 50 people at the game. It was embarrassing. The Rutgers game, there was 56 people at that game. You're right. There's nobody at these games, and it makes no sense. And I got to listen to this guy Saban with the integrity of the Bulls. What integrity? There's no integrity in the Bulls anymore. No, the only people that care about the bowl games is us, Scott, the guys that gamble on them. We're the only ones that care about the bowl games. Nobody else does.
And we get frustrated because the head coaches aren't taking the game seriously by sticking all these crazy plays and going for it on fourth down from their own 30-yard line and stuff. So it only gives us more chances to have agita versus actually make money.
It's impossible, and we tried to do this for the last 3 weeks. We try to do it every year. Who has motivation? Who's playing in the game? Who's, like, all these things that we try to do to cap these stupid bowl games, and at the end of the day, you have no idea what's going to happen. You have no idea if that coach is going to care enough to run his best plays, or if his best players are going to care enough to play in the game, or if his fans are going to care enough to show up at the game. There are too many unknowns in these bowl games now. It's nonsense. I'm just going to throw darts next year, Scotty. That's all I'm going to do. And I didn't do bad either. I beat Lisi, which he's going to hear about tomorrow, heads up in our bowl challenge. But I'm throwing darts next year, Scott. There's no point trying to figure out what these people are thinking. There's just no point.
You're better off just literally taking like all overs, all unders, all favorites, or all underdogs, and hope you get an even split. And by the way,
it's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right here, right now.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
You could throw Lisi. You know, he's not in next to last place anymore, but I run an office pool.
Uh-oh.
He was in next to last place until the final day. He won a couple of games. So
he did. He had a good Saturday. That was it. But before Saturday, he was struggling to say the word. Yeah. He'll hear about it tomorrow here on the show. All right, College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Scott Wetzel here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. We'll come back and talk about that 48-45 Rose Bowl after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Scott Wetzel in for Lisi today. He'll be back tomorrow right here on Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us on Sirius XM Channel 159. Right, let's do some of these other games. And the Rose Bowl was the one that clearly garnered the most attention. The 48-45 Ohio State win out at Pasadena. They were down, 35-21 at the half. Big second half comeback. You mentioned that was like a video game. Listen to this. C.J. Stroud, 37 of 46, 573 yards, 6 touchdowns and a pick. Ninjigba, 15 grabs, 347 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He had a monster game. Marvin Harrison's kid caught 3 touchdowns for Ohio State. The Utah numbers aren't as gaudy. Cam Rising only had 214 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. He ran for 92 yards, including that huge run on the fourth and short where he broke away from everybody and had a touchdown. This game was really off the rails fairly quickly, Scott. And a lot of people had fun with it, and a lot of people were like, this isn't even football. Which I think is more on the side that you lean.
Yeah, well, the fact that I was sitting on the under didn't help matters either, you know.
I'm
seeing point after point after point after point after point come over. But I, you know, anybody that tells me that these coaches don't know point spreads, then, yeah, you know, you need to take out the final seconds of the game. Because, listen, I understand the chances are that you'd score anyway, but here's the bottom line. It's 45-45, Mike. There's 30 seconds left. It's second down. Utah has 3 timeouts left, and Ohio State's got the ball second and 1, albeit from the 2-yard line, and they don't call timeout.
Nope.
They let them run the clock all the way down to the end, and Ohio State kicks the field goal. And Ohio State wins by 3 as 6.5-point favorites. And you want to tell me, under normal circumstances, if you're Utah, right, you got 3 timeouts left, you're going to call your timeout. You're going to force them to run another play. Chances are they're going to score a touchdown, but still, you know, you got to do it if you want to get the ball back, because you're looking at a 20-yard field goal. I mean, the chances of this kid missing a 20-yard field goal are next to nil, right? But the Utah coach, Kyle Whittingham, who I like, you know, respect a lot, he doesn't call his timeouts, and they lose by 3. You tell me that he wasn't thinking of all his supporters who bet Utah plus 6.5 in that spot? You know, he gave up a chance to win the game in order to cover the spread. That's pretty weak in my book.
That's honestly exactly what I was thinking when it was all happening. And now I had Utah plus the 4.5. So I'm not going to, you know, I clearly was thrilled that Coach decided to make that decision. But I think he also knew he wasn't getting another miracle touchdown drive from the walk-on.
Probably not.
Bryson Barnes, who...
That's a great story, though, right? The kid comes on and hasn't thrown a pass all year, basically, and he leads them down the field.
And I thought it was over, but when he came in the game, because basically they had nothing good to say about him except, you know, he's a really amazing human being, they started saying. And I'm like, can the kid play football? And then he hands off 7 of the next 8 passes. And then out of nowhere... He completes these 2 passes and has him in the end zone. Why did you do this when he first came in the game? Like, what? The kid clearly could throw. What's the problem? But I think that Kyle knew, I can't get any more blood from that stone. This kid got me a touchdown, got it tied again at 45. Maybe he thought it. Now, look, I agree with you. I think he knew what he was doing. Maybe he thought he could block. He had a better chance of blocking the field goal than letting them get a touchdown and him having to try to get another one. Maybe he thought that was more his play. We've seen a lot of dumb stuff happen on field goal attempts in the past.
What he'll tell you. Yeah, he'll tell you.
That'll be the coach speak.
But how about this then? Then why didn't Utah, you know, go for 2 then? Right? They score with a minute 45 or so left.
I was screaming at the TV about, why didn't he go for 2? I know there was a minute left, whatever it was. And that's what somebody told me. There was too much time. You can't go for 2. Yes, you can. You have a freshman walk-on quarterback in the game. You lost your kid. Go up 2 and at least put a little more pressure on him. You know, do that.
Make the defense come up with a stand. I know they haven't basically the whole game, but still, you know, if Rising was in there, then no, I get it. But you said it with a guy who's thrown literally like 1 or 2 passes all year, if any. I think they said none all year. The chance of this kid, you know, being able to lead them down the field again, you know, even from the 30-yard line. I mean, to me, that was a no-brainer. I was surprised he didn't go for 2. You've seen a bunch of like bad decisions from these college head coaches. You wonder why they don't do well in the NFL. It's just the nuances of the game. These guys are lost. You know, they really. You know why?
Yes.
Because Mike, they don't coach that many games. You know, you said it, even with Alabama, right? You know, if you're a good team in a conference, you have maybe 2-3 games that you got to really prepare for.
Yep.
You know, you're not preparing for Vanderbilt or South Carolina. You know, in case of Utah, you're not preparing for Colorado or some of these other dopey schools in the Pac-12, right? I mean, you prepare Oklahoma. You're preparing for Texas and Oklahoma State, you know, maybe a good Baylor team every once in a while. But, you know, so you're only really using your game nuances like 2 or 3 times a year. They're not used to it, I guess. They're lost. They need to take out Madden and play football for like two weeks straight and really understand the nuances of games.
It's true. Sometimes they just look completely lost. And here's the other thing that I took out of this game. Everybody, you can't make a big deal about guys sitting out when you're Ohio State or Alabama or Georgia or Clemson, you know, because let's be honest here. These second, third, fourth, and fifth stringers on Ohio State and these other 2 or 3 huge, powerful schools, they are starters at every other Power 5 school. They're starters. Now, this kid, Smith and Jigba, who came in and had this all-world day, 300, didn't even come in. He's been on the team all year. He just was the third receiver. He was the slot receiver, and he actually had 95 catches, 1,600 yards, something like that. But all the juice and all the hype goes on Olave and on Garrett Wilson. So most people who turned that game on Saturday, they didn't even know who this kid was, unless you're some diehard Ohio State fan. And this guy comes in and he has 15 balls for 300 and something yards in that game. And then Marvin Harrison's kid, who hasn't played a snap basically all year, comes in and gets 3 touchdowns. So when you're a school that their 2 top wide receivers are out, we got to drop this line from 6.5 or 7 down to 4, 4.5. Yeah, well, guess what? They're bringing in a Hall of Famers kid off the bench to play. This isn't like they're bringing in like Utah with the walk-on quarterback after Rising gets hurt. They're bringing in Harrison's kid and this other kid, Smith, who was unbelievable. We got to stop next year. Like, going forward, stop with, well, this team's got this opt-out and they got that opt-out. They're Ohio State. They're going to make it through just fine, Scott. They are. They're okay.
Yeah. Outside of quarterbacks, even most of the other teams as well. You know, it really, these guys are so good that they're, you know, they're all 2 or 3 deep. It's amazing. And then on the other hand, you do feel bad for Matt Corral of Ole Miss, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he blows out his knee, you know. I mean, that's... I give him credit for playing, but gee, you know, listen, I he probably wouldn't have been a number one pick, our first round pick. And from what I understand, he's way too small, doesn't have the arm strength, but still, he decided to play. I feel bad for him in a meaningless game, and now look at him. So,
and that's the other side of the coin, where you have everybody screaming and yelling about these kids don't care about the game anymore, and you know, then there's the other side that says, who are you to tell some kid to give up millions of dollars and hurt themselves in a bowl game? And this has really happened in the past, what is it, 3 or 4 years now. This didn't happen before the Jalen Smith injury and a couple of other guys ripped up, and then Fournette and McCaffrey sat out the bowl game that 1 year. Now every year there's 200 guys that sit out these bowl games. So this has become common practice now. Matt Corral didn't want to do that. I'm going to play for my team. Gets hurt in the first quarter. And, you know, the other people now could sit on the other side of the aisle, Scott, and say, ha, 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 well, you were right. You know, this is why you can't get on these kids for not playing in these games.
I mean, yeah. Hey, listen, Jamar Chase, I know they're not going to promote this, but, you know, Jamar Chase decided to sit out all last year. You think that hurt him? He's no. Ripping up the NFL like he's the best wide receiver in the game, literally. And then don't forget, he's the one that sat out last year for LSU.
Right.
So I think that could happen a lot with a lot of these players. You don't want to draft me? You can't draft me because of NFL rules? Fine, okay. But you know what? I'm not going to play. I'm going to be a number one pick somewhere along the line, whether it's top 5, top 10, top 15. So I've got enough on paper to show you. I'll sit
and
out.
People think the expanded playoff will solve this as well. They think that there's 12 teams in it that matter instead of 4. Let me tell you, and you know this, whether they stay at 4, 8, or 12, the day's going to come where kids are going to opt out of those games too.
Yeah.
They're going to opt out of those games too because it more and more this is going to just become common practice. They're not going to play in these extra games. They're just not going to do it. They're not getting paid. Like, I know some of them got their NIL deals this year, but more and more of these guys are going to have the agents in the ear and the families in their ear. You shouldn't play in this game. Who cares if your team wins a national title or not? Who cares? Now, some are going to say, screw you, I'm playing, like Corral did. But I think a lot of them will do the same thing that, you know, the Olaves and the Garrett Wilsons have done. That's it.
Yeah, and it's hard to make them say no to that. I mean, you know, you're passing up a chance to get drafted in the NFL, one bad knee injury, that's it, you're done. You don't even collect that first paycheck. So can't really blame them if they do. You know, you'd like to have them stay, but you're going to start playing like 14, 15, 16 games. To me, it's not worth the risk if you're going to be number one pick.
And then I thought that the kid that came in for him, actually, I thought he was good, that freshman Altmyer came in for Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, but I thought that Kiffin did an awful job. He didn't let the kid throw the ball until, like, the fourth quarter. Like, the kid clearly could play, and it just seemed like Kiffin waited too long to basically just, you know, unleash him a little bit. Like, he was running play, running play, running play, running play. All right, here's a throw. Run, run, run. Here's another throw. That kid could play.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right here, right now.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
And they just waited too long, I thought, to get him in the game. And he did tie it up, and then the wheels kind of came off the bus for them in the fourth quarter against Baylor. All right, College Football Full Circle, Mike Carver and Scott Wetzel in for Lisa today right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back go through a couple other games, and then look at this line for Georgia and Alabama on Monday night. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football full circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Scott Wetzel with me today in for Lisi. He'll be back tomorrow. We are here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Just a couple of these other games. Most of them were nonsense. Of course, I know that you can't stand the Irish, Scott, and I love the Irish.
No, I'm an Irish fan.
Oh, you are an Irish guy. That's right. My apologies there. You like the Irish as well. I'm thinking of, you know, Lisi every day just bangs the Irish over my head. I've lost track of who does and who doesn't like the Irish at this point. Man, 28-7 right before the half. Having the lead in that game, you're feeling great about Freeman. I felt like he learned a lesson there in his first game on Saturday, Scott. That was, you got to make some adjustments at halftime, even if you have the lead. And Gundy, who's been there forever at Oklahoma State, he made a lot of adjustments. Freeman made none, and the Irish got trampled in the second half. It was tough to watch. It just was.
Yeah, you know, allowing them to score that touchdown before the first half, really knowing that they got the ball first to start the second half, you know, it's like a double possession. And but the Irish defense, which has been pretty solid all year, just disappeared. Just you know, you hand them a 21-point lead the regular season, they're going to win that game. You're thinking at that point, oh boy, you know, I wish we had Cincinnati all over again. And then you know, reality hit, and I can't believe Oklahoma State wanted it more than Notre Dame, but. You know, I'm not a big fan of Jack Cohn, Long Island kid. I just, you know, there's a reason why he couldn't beat out Mertz over at Wisconsin, who really sucks. You know, he played well enough at times, but
it's true.
it is true. It's like, really, it's so he blew it. You know what I mean? You got it. You know, once you got into that scoring fest, you know, you just had to go punch for punch, and they weren't able to do it in the second half. And they got some breaks. They had an opportunity there with that fumble in the end. And he just couldn't lead him down the field. So I give Freeman some credit afterwards, in which he kind of, at the post-game press conference, you know, made it seem like, okay, I get it. You know what? All the hoopla's over, all the fanfare, all this, that, and that. Now it's time to win football games that we didn't win today. So now it's like, all right, reality sits in. And it's true. You know, you feel good about it. You saw the video, right, of all the players all jumping up and down for joy when he got the head coaching job. And that's all fine and dandy, but, you know, ultimately you got to win. And this was a game that they should have won. I won't say they should have, could have, you know, in that category, you know, it was there for them, for the taking, obviously.
You said it perfectly. When you score with 1:16 left in the half to go up 28-7, you cannot allow them to get any points. Not even if I wouldn't have even – field goal would have been nonsense. But to have them come down the field in basically 30 seconds and get themselves another touchdown to cut it to 14, and then they got it tied, and the D was starting to hold up a little bit. They were holding the field goals. But Cohn, who you're right, he stinks. I don't care that he threw for 400 yards in the first half. Who cares? He didn't get it done in the second half till the end, where they scored that cheapy touchdown with a minute left to get it within two. I wanted to see a lot of Buckner towards the end of this year, and hopefully he'll be the guy next year, because I like that kid, the freshman that they played a little bit. But we'll see what his deal is now that Brian Kelly's going to be gone. Hopefully Reese can mold him into something pretty good, because Cohn was like a stopgap, Scotty, as you know this year. He just it was a stopgap year for them at the quarterback position. They still go 11-2, but they never win these bowl games. They just never win. It doesn't matter. You could change the coach, the quarterback, the everything. They're like, I think it's like 10 major bowl games in a row now that they've lost, and all in some of them in more ridiculous fashion than the next.
It's like, why? What is it? I mean, I don't get it. You know, what makes the bowl game so difficult for them? You know, it's hard to fight off the naysayers who say, well, they have the easy schedule, you know, and it's proven every
nonsense.
Single time in a bowl game. But I don't believe
nonsense.
That either. The schedule's as difficult as anybody's, you know. There aren't that many great conferences out there where everyone's playing this difficult schedule. So.
Next year he gets Ohio State and Clemson. So
Ohio State.
First game. That's going to be. And I think it's good that he got to coach this game, because that never happens in the bowl game. Usually the new coach coming in doesn't coach the team, but because he's on the staff already and just getting elevated, he got a chance to actually be a head coach in this game. So it won't be all new to him now when he goes into the horseshoe to take on Ohio State there at the beginning of next season. So I thought that was a positive as well for Freeman going into next year. These other games, I was involved in the Kentucky-Iowa game quite a bit, Scott. I liked the under in that game, and thankfully it held true. That was a rock fight as expected between Kentucky and Iowa. I know that Lisey was screaming about the over in this Penn State-Arkansas game, and man, that one fell flat on his face. I'll get him tomorrow about it.
But I missed the opposite picks, but boy, he has some like strange picks. It's like, did you watch Iowa play? Because he was telling me this on Saturday, the show that we do. Like, did you watch Iowa? I mean, why would you like the over in this game? You know, it's 105 degrees down there, which it was. But yeah, he did love the over. You know, he loved the over at Arkansas, Penn State. That one I understand maybe a little bit more. But you know, even Penn State's defense is rock solid. But he loves going contrarian, boy. Wow,
he does. He certainly does. And it was tough. Arkansas, Penn State just couldn't score. They had the one touchdown. That was it. They did nothing offensively. I'm tired of hearing about that kid too.
Yeah,
that plays quarterback for Penn State. Enough of him. He stinks too. He's got absolutely nothing. So there you go. Bowl season pretty much a wrap. Only two games left. There actually is the Texas Bowl tomorrow night. LSU and Kansas State, which has gone, every time LSU loses another player, it's gone up another half point. And Joe ain't backing down. He's on LSU. I said, Joe, God bless you. I said, I am not backing LSU in this game when they've got nobody playing. And listen, I guess, hey, I just said how Ohio State had, you know, supposedly that narrative, nobody playing, and they scored a billion points. But we watched enough LSU football this year, Scotty, to know they're not going to be bringing out a good squad against Kansas State tomorrow night. They're just not.
Yeah, up to 6.5, even 7 in some circles. Oh, it's tough. The quarterback's out. The head coach is out. The wide receivers are out. And this guy's out. That guy's out. I mean, you know, if you're Brian Kelly, you got to be saying, what the fudge did I sign up? I mean, he's getting paid, so I guess that's the bottom line to it all. But it's like, what a mess of a situation down there. Why would you ever want that job? I'm sorry.
He's got his new Southern accent, too.
He's got that, too.
Big Southern accent, man. He can't. I know you feel that he can't lose enough down there. I would love to see LSU going 6-6 the next couple of years, playing in, you know, the Music City Bowl or the Texas Bowl again, and Brian Kelly sitting there watching the Irish, God willing, in the college football playoff.
that would be nice.
So, and the other one, of course, we have our game, Georgia and Alabama, round two, college football national championship. This will be Monday night in Indianapolis. I remember they move these games around now every year. It's not always those six games that they use for the New Year's Six bowl games. They've expanded this to where now they play this game in a bunch of different stadiums. Indianapolis has it this year, so it'll be an indoor game. And Georgia -3. Now, were you a little surprised, Scott, that it got to 3 already, considering how Alabama pasted them a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I don't get that. You know, and FanDuel last week had the pre-lines up, you know, and all the four different scenarios that could have been. And Alabama was a one-point favorite. So clearly they were more impressed with Georgia's victory than they were Alabama's. But I don't get it. The same thing when they played originally. You know, you want to give me Alabama, Nicky Quick, +3 points against Georgia. One of his former assistants won. And, you know, Kirby Smart in a big-time game. I know he kind of came through against Michigan. I get that. But that was a cupcake walk for him. It won't be this way again. Against Alabama, I will gladly take Alabama +3, 2.5, 3. FanDuel's got it at 2.5, but I saw 3 in some other places.
They got it at 3 right now, FanDuel.
They do. That's right.
I got it up in front of me now. They just moved, and it was 2.5, I think, this morning, like you said, and they've already gone to 3 with a 52.5 being the total. I actually, a couple weeks ago, not only did they have those look ahead lines, they had like the final outcome under the bowl specials. So they had Alabama to beat Georgia at +200. And I went with that.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Because I knew you weren't going to get him at 2-1 money line if that was the actual matchup, which it is. So I got that cooking for me right now. And here's another good thing, I guess, and they want to build this up, of course, over the next few days. They usually don't put the college player props up until, like, you know, 24 hours before. They've already started filling the page up with some of the player props. And it's just like the NFL. Like, you got to get these early on, Scott, because they get so jacked up the day of the game. Like, this Jameson Williams to score a touchdown. Now, yeah, it's minus 160 right now. The other day, it was like minus 350, you know, before the Cincinnati game. So, Brian Robinson minus 140. You know, these will change drastically by the time you get to Monday morning or Monday afternoon. So if there's any props, like, they're actually putting them up for you a couple days in advance.
I'm surprised, yeah. I mean, this is several days in advance. I mean, we're not having another game before the 10th, you know. So they don't have generally that many college football props to begin with, unlike the NFL where they give you a gazillion. But, the college is a little bit limited, but they do have them up there. Passing props, they have Bryce Young, 313.5 yards is his over-under. Yikes. Stetson Bennett, 244.5. That's interesting. You don't know if they would ever pull it. They don't seem real eager to pull him for JT Daniels. I will say, no. I don't think you have to worry about that too much. I mean, I think they really give him
the chance. They both stink, that's why. They're both not that great.
I don't think this is Jake Fromm and Justin Fields here. I think...
Tell you what stuck out to me when I looked at this also. Alabama team total, 24.5. You know, they just scored, what was it, 41, 42 on them in the title game, and they let up. And they scored 41, 42. Yeah. Like, they basically didn't even try in the fourth quarter in that game. That's so weird that this it almost makes me it makes you think in the opposite way, Scott, which you, of course, opposite picks love to do. It almost makes me think in the opposite way. Why is this Alabama total so low? Why are they getting 3 points? What am I missing here after watching them tear them to pieces in Atlanta a few weeks ago? What am I missing? Yeah.
Do they just don't think they could score, or they could beat them twice in one season, which is not easy to do? Georgia's total is 27.5. I mean, I guess that's it. You know, it's tough to beat a team twice in a span of two games here. But it's still Alabama to me, right, Mike? I mean, it's still.
I can't. I'm not going against them.
Unless you're a Georgia fan, I mean, how could you honestly really say I love Georgia in the game? I think they're just better. I think, you know, they're going to. I mean, I don't know. To me, it's either a no play or it's Alabama to me. I just don't understand why, after years of failing, and failing already this year once, you get Alabama plus 125 on the money line. I'd probably take the plus 3 instead, but even plus 125 is halfway decent. I don't understand the logic of anyone saying they love Georgia in a game. That's all.
I don't either. And if you even take, and I know every year it's different kids, different situations, but Saban's owned this dude. Like, even a couple years ago when they played in the title game, he beat him twice that year. You know, he owns this guy. And now all of a sudden he's a favorite against him. It just really opens your eyes and go, what is going on here? So for me, I have that plus 200 that I have tucked in the drawer, and then I'll probably build with some props after that. And once they get the Russian ones and the receiving ones up, I'll probably do a bunch of those since I already have that plus 200, because it's just a very, very strange line to me. Maybe Alabama can get up 7 or 10-0 and I can come back on Georgia a little bit, Scotty. I think that's how, like, early approach I'm looking at this thing since I already have that other ticket.
Got some decent numbers on players that scored 2 touchdowns, which I know is not easy, but Jameson Williams over 4-1. Yeah, Brian Robinson over 4-1, almost 5-1. You know, that's 470 on Robinson Jr.
No doubt. We got a week to chew on it here. Me and Lisey will as well on College Football Full Circle. Scotty, I know you're running out. You got Vegas Sportsbook.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices, with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life.
From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Radio coming up. You're in for Blessing today along with the rest of the crew. Thank you, my man. I will talk to you soon. College football full circle. We wrap it up right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver here with you. Thanks to Scotty Wetzel for hanging today. Lisi is back tomorrow right here where we will, of course, make some picks for that LSU-Kansas State disaster coming up on Tuesday night, the Texas Bowl. And we'll see if Joe's going to stay to his guns here with the LSU Tigers, who he has liked the entire time. I will let you know, Joe did have a good Saturday with the picks. Joe actually 2-2-1 Saturday, and he was 2-2, and he's been kind of 500 here along the road to the finish line also. I'm 19-17, Joe 16-19-1. So I got him by a couple games. I think I clinched it with two games to go. So we'll get the picks there for Joe. We'll start to talk about this Georgia-Alabama game as well. Other games that I just didn't get to mention from the past couple days with Scotty before we got out of here was the Rutgers game. They were in it for about a half, and then Wake Forest kind of just leaned on them a little bit too much in that Gator Bowl on Friday, finished them off quickly. The Sun Bowl, I'm really saving for Joe. What an awful performance by Washington State in that game. Oh, my God. Were they putrid. I mean, they were down 21-0 at halftime. They give you this faint little comeback in the second half. I mean, just an absolutely lifeless performance from the Cougars there. They lose to Central Michigan 24-21 in the Sun Bowl on Friday. So, awful job there. Went through all the other games on Saturday. We'll get a quick recap. Joe's thoughts on a few of them, too. I want to get his thoughts on the Rose Bowl and the Sugar and Corral and et cetera tomorrow. So we've got that lined up here. College football full circle. And then we will steam ahead the entire week getting ready for Georgia and Alabama Monday night. The national title game. The rematch. Plenty to break down. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Scott Wetzel, Lisi back tomorrow. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll see you tomorrow.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.